It is 50 years ago today since the song American Pie was released. We talked about that earlier in the morning. And 50 years since a completely different sort of song, a local one, was number one on the New Zealand music charts.
The more I long for the liberty.
It didn't take long to get to the chorus that everyone hummed along to 50 years ago. We'll hear the whole song shortly. Shade and Gerard Smith were twin brothers, and they headed up a band called The Rumour. Gerard sang lead vocals and runs New Zealand's longest-running TV chat show on Face TV. Shade Smith wrote the big hit L'Amour est l'enfant de la liberté, and he joins us on Sunday morning. Hello, Shade.
Hello, Jim.
I bet the years have flown by, have they?
They certainly have, yes. It's a very different world, and it seems to get faster every year.
It was such a huge hit. Did that come as a surprise to you?
Yes, it did. We had been The Rumour for just under 2 years. We had three single releases before that, and we'd gone around the country, the South Island, Napier, New Plymouth, and we were performing sort of spots, and we would go to the radio station and they would do an interview, and they'd probably play it, but I'm sure that when we left they never played it again. You know what I mean? You just could not get anything going. And with L'Amour, it just took off with a vengeance, you know. Viral.
The 1971 equivalent of viral. So do you remember how you got the idea, Shade, for this famous song?
The line is from a book. It's from The Art of Loving. It says, L'amour est l'enfant de la liberté, a French saying, and which means love is the child of freedom. A master-slave relationship can never be love, because the slave has no choice and the master has all the choice. But people have sort of always asked me who was it about, and I can only say that I did have some short relationships with girlfriends, a couple of girlfriends around that time. I don't think it was connected to that. I don't know where it came from.
Love as the Child of Freedom was very in keeping with the spirit of the times too, wasn't it?
Yes, there'd been a couple of other hits that were sort of had French titles. Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? There was a kind of a British invasion was sort of picking up on or including some European ideas, you know, so that we weren't the first, but I think that's it also connected with that.
A European vibe. It was a waltz. Was that to make the song romantic? Because it did, I suppose.
Yeah, we never ever. I don't think we. It was 3/4 time, but a waltz is a 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. It's a different feel. That's 3/4, but there was a lot of things that Carole King was doing, which were it's called a jazz waltz. But it's not. It's kind of more. It's more a rock waltz, if you know what I mean. It's more even.
Wellington was the hub of the New Zealand music industry there, but you grew up in Huntly, didn't you?
Yes. We grew up. We had a band, the Sapphires, then the Surfires, and then we moved to Auckland.
Where are you living now, by the way?
I'm living in Waihee. Sunny Waihee or rainy Waihee. It rains a lot here, and water's the new gold, apparently. So,
you teach guitar, and I know you still write your own music. You have an album out, actually.
Yes. It's called Optimistic Sun. It's on Spotify and all the digital spaces.
Okay, so you're still going strong, basically, and that's your life? Music's still pretty much your life?
Yep, I'm just teaching one day a week in Waihee College here.
Do the students at Waihee College know that a famous New Zealand songwriter is among them?
No.
They don't?
If I was on TikTok, I think they would, but I just don't want to do it.
No, I think many of us understand that TikTok impulse of yours. Okay, lovely to catch up. So you're happy in your life and times, and I suppose you look back on those days with a great deal of fondness, though.
Sue and I are happy. We've been together for nearly 30 years, and it was a very special time, and it was a great moment. It was definitely a surprising sort of uplift of interest, and can't explain it, you know.
No,
but it was great.
One of those great moments you can't explain. All right, we're about to relive it. Thank you for a legendary New Zealand song, Shade. Thank you for talking to us.
Okay, thank you.